This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Amy is looking for a second date update with a guy named Dennis this morning. Hello, Amy.
Hey, guys. I'm excited to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you.
You give really good advice. And you know,
well,
I'm nervous because I have no idea what this guy is going to say about me.
That's all right. Let's start from the beginning. Why don't you tell us how you met, and then we'll get into the first date.
Well, I met him on Tinder, and we met up twice, and we both work close to Kenwood Mall, so we first met up there for just like a quick lunch, like low pressure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it went well enough for us to talk later, and we planned a dinner. And
right.
We met up at Bakersfield, and I thought we had a really good time. Like, the food was awesome, of course, Bakersfield.
Yep.
And we got along really well, and he cracked me up. He's a really funny guy. He's very quick-witted, and I needed to laugh that day. I mean, the state of the world right now, seriously, is just so
intense.
So many serious stories in the news and so much to worry. I just appreciated getting away from all of that and having a good time.
So I gather you guys didn't talk politics, huh?
We did not talk politics. Well, I mean, well, we did kind of in a funny way. I mean, because politics are just really, they're scary, but they're just so easy to point and laugh at right now.
Yeah, if you can't laugh at the silliness of it all.
Yeah, and he was like, he's an attractive guy.
That helps, right?
Yeah, I like that.
And he was, I thought we were compatible, and he was kind of flirty with me, and we hugged at the end, and it was like, they gave me like a nice, good, you know. I don't know. It felt serious, you know? Not like
a nice good what?
What does that mean? Like a kiss with a ass grab?
No, he was a total gentleman. And he you know, he gave a good hug.
Oh, good.
And a good hug communicates a lot.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, but you didn't go back to his place. He didn't go back to your place, you guys.
No. He was a total, like, it was very respectful. And he treated me like a lady. And I liked that.
Okay, well, I don't really have any questions. Do you guys? Do you have any other?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you guys met at the restaurant, went your own separate ways. You're just waiting to hear from him, or did you try to reach out yourself and make contact with him?
I haven't. I don't know. I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. Well, I did send him a text message saying thank you for the lovely dinner. But that was as much as I did. That's as much as I didn't. I haven't been hounding him or like, why haven't you called me? Like, I just think that's unattractive. But right. Here I am calling a radio station and saying, why haven't you called me? Because I'm really curious.
Well,
I love it.
I'll tell you what. We'll take a break here. We'll call him. We'll do our little tiptoe reconnaissance mission first and try to get a sense of how willing he is to not just talk to us, but talk about it. And maybe we can make something happen here. So,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. Amy, hang on. I'll put you on hold. Fritz will get the phone number from you, and we'll call Dennis as Second Date Update continues here on Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, Amy met this guy, Dennis, on Tinder, and they actually met up a couple of times. I guess they both work in the Kenwood area, so it was easy for them to get together for like a quick coffee or lunch, I think she said first, before they did an official dinner date. So they head down to Bakersfield. He made her laugh. He's engaging. He's funny. She, I guess, had had a rough day leading up to the date, so it's really nice to just sort of relax and unwind, and just with the state of the world and how intense and angry everybody is, it was nice to just be. And right about the time that they said goodbye, he gave her a big hug and a big kiss, correct?
No, he didn't kiss me. It was just a really good hug.
All right. So a really good hug. And then they went their separate ways. She sent him a thank you text for a great evening. She's not heard back. She's disappointed. Thought there might have been a spark between them, but she's not heard from him, and she's disappointed. And she didn't want to get too stalkery, so.
So she called us.
Right. I'm just happy that people are willing.
We're happy we provide the service.
And that people will, in most cases, talk to us. So, yeah. Amy, we're going to call him unless there's anything else we need to know before we call this guy. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Dennis, please?
Yes, speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Dennis, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Jeff and Jen?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with the show?
Oh, yeah. I guess today's not my day. You guys are calling me. Oh, no.
That shouldn't be a bad thing. We just usually, you know, when we call people for second date update, I assume you know that this is a second date update call, or am I being presumptuous?
That's what I'm assuming here. And I just have to preface the whole thing by saying that I swear I am a nice guy. I am not a jerk.
Okay. Well, and I mean, we didn't think otherwise. In fact, she said you were wonderful. You're very nice, very attractive, very funny, engaging, all sorts of nice things.
I am.
Okay. I mean,
but I just want to make it clear that I am, like, you know, not like a ghoster of women all the time. Ah. If I ghost somebody, it's like for a good reason. And I got to be honest with you. I don't even know who you may be calling about.
Oh.
Because I mean, I've been kind of dating a lot.
Okay.
And I guess there's a couple girls that I didn't really get back to. So,
all
right. I mean, can I ask who you're calling about?
Yes. This is about Amy, who I guess you guys, she's from the Kenwood area as well. I don't know if you guys live there or you work in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys went to Bakersfield, evidently, correct?
Well, here's that story, because anybody that's a man will totally understand this. We're at Bakersfield. We order apps. So I get the queso and chorizo, and she gets the guac.
Nice.
And I'm like, and this is not even a lie, the food comes, I'm assuming we're going to share everything, right? So I put one of my chips in her guacamole, and she pulls the guacamole close to her so I can't even reach it. And she did it, I mean, it was like a natural reaction for her. Like, she didn't even know she did that, I don't think. Like, it was just, you know, she just reached out, grabbed it, put it close to her. She was, like, right in the middle of talking when she did it. And so I was thinking, like, oh, my gosh, this girl does this all the time. And, like, nobody's allowed to share her dip. And I'm like, who doesn't get, like, a couple appetizers and share them?
Right.
Especially when it's a dip. Who hogs all the dip?
Yeah, you don't order a dip for one.
Right.
Totally. Their guac is very good there.
And it's never enough.
So I could see how you might want to keep it to
it
yourself.
It goes fast.
Well, I mean, I would have ordered two if I knew that she wasn't going to share it.
Yeah, for sure.
She wanted some guac.
I even asked her if she wanted any of mine, and she didn't. So it was just we'll sit here eating our own apps.
That's so funny.
I was just wondering what it was, because I thought we had fun, but I know. I don't share my dips. I don't like other people taking a chip they've already, like, fingered and, like, sticking it in my dip. And there's always a fear that somebody might, like, double dip.
Yeah.
And you don't want a double dipper.
I'm a school teacher. It's like I'm around germs all the time. I'm just really conscious of it. And I wasn't conscious of being rude. I don't like, you know, it's like if you want to get a spoon... And like take some and stick it on your plate. And I don't like chorizo, so I didn't want any of his. But like, really, you're not calling me back because of guacamole?
Okay, well, I will tell you that I have been accused of not being a sharer.
Yes.
Have you been a hog it?
Well, if we order something, oh, that sounds good. Can I have some of yours?
You know that Jeff's food is Jeff's food, Jen.
I know.
I'm always puzzled by that.
I thought maybe grown out.
Can I have some of yours? Well, why don't we just order two, and then you can have all you want. But I don't want, I just want a little
bit. But I just want a bite.
I worked with a guy one time. You know how they bring the Arby's sandwiches in, and they had Arby's, the one that comes with French dip. And they brought in a big old tub of a jus. And I unwrapped my sandwich and I dunked the whole thing in. And the guy I worked with, he was like, "Ah, that is my jus. Keep your sandwich out of my jus."
Dip is serious business.
I mean, how about that? I mean, what do you, if she were to take a spoon and scoop some guacamole out and you could put that on you, did they have little plates there for you to use?
You can ask for them.
Get a little plate.
It's a nice place. So if you want to, like, it's like if you share this stuff, put some on your little plate, and then you can double dip as much as you want.
Right. Just no direct dipping into your dip bowl.
Yes.
Well, this is just funny to me because I do think of this type of appetizer, the chips and dip thing, as sort of a shareable thing. On the other hand, when y'all said that you got the queso and chorizo and the guacamole and the chips, I was like, yeah, that literally would be all I would need to have a good time. I mean, their tacos are awesome. But,
and a margarita.
Yeah.
Or a pitcher of margarita.
I'm good. And we can share that. And if we get hungry, we'll just order more.
When you dip, we dip, we dip.
It's just so funny when you're talking about this. I am immediately taken back to the one time that I saw Chanel, I think her name is, on the Today Show. It was her and Al Roker and somebody else, and they wanted them to share milkshakes, and it physically made her ill when somebody else drank from her straw. She was like, I cannot share germs. It's just, it's not even, yes. I don't even let my kids do it.
It's a real thing. Germs are passed around.
I get it. I get it.
That's why she loved the hug. She wasn't all about the kiss. Maybe. I don't know. It's not that
it was classy. It was cool. You give classy hug. You do, Dennis. I mean, you were very classy, and I'm sorry I didn't share my guacamole.
Well, What do you think, Dennis? I mean,
everyone's got their quirks. I think this could still work out.
I think this could too.
The information is out there
quirky,
now.
But I think I'm worth it.
Isn't everybody? For sure, you're worth it.
Dennis, would you be open to going on a second date with, or I guess a third date, technically? We'll work out the dip arrangements.
We'll
pay for the dip.
Let's come to an understanding here.
I don't know. That really just kind of messed me up in that moment. And
I mean, say no.
I just think it's just like, if you're that kind of person who doesn't want to share things or is so concerned about, I don't know if you're a germaphobe or like what it is, but like, I'm not that person. And I want to, you know, just kind of feel like I can share everything with the person I'm dating. And I am dating a couple other people. Like, I've gone on some dates, nothing serious with anybody, but I think I'd rather just kind of not.
No.
I thought we had a go here, maybe. I thought
too.
We had negotiated a reasonable
compromise. Like, yeah, no, okay. If the guacamole is like a hard no, then okay, bye.
I'm sorry, Amy.
And, but now we know.
Well, we can only thank Dennis for coming on and explaining it to us. We do appreciate you taking the call.
All the best, Dennis.
Thanks. Love the show.
All right. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you, Amy.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome. Love you.
Yeah,
okay.
Second date update. If you need us to place a call for you, just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.